Let's do that again. Written by Kedita. Read by Opalsong. Levi thought he was doing the reincarnation thing pretty well. This time around, he had parents who loved him, refrained from criminal activity, and was well on his way to being rich and successful. When PTSD showed up with his memories around puberty, he promptly went to get some therapy, worked off his aggression by learning Krav Maga, and was settling down to a beautiful life unplagued by horrors from beyond walls. Then came the day when massive monsters walked out of the Pacific, and all Levi could think as he watched the carnage on TV was, "Not this shit again." With a sigh of resignation, he went upstairs to pack his things, and came down with an overstuffed duffel a few minutes later. "What are you doing?" his mother demanded, shocked. "It's miles away. We're nowhere near an ocean. There's been no call for evacuation."
"Somebody's going to be fighting these things," Levi said tiredly. "I bet you anything the guy in charge will be named Irwin Smith. And I'm going to be the best damn fighter they have. No point in arguing with fate. Might as well get this over with. If it's any consolation, I'll probably survive."
He was completely unsurprised when about 10 seconds after registering, he was yanked out of the pool of hopeful Jaeger pilots and called into the office of Marshal Smith, who looked about as resigned as Levi felt. Hanji was just as inappropriately enthusiastic as could be expected. "I skipped the anger and hatred phase this time," she said, leading him to the Jaegers. "Did they fucking name them after Aaron? Seriously? How long until a brat showed up, anyway? Did you see the kaiju? They're way bigger than the Colossus Titan was. Massive. And this time, it's like we all get to be Titan shifters. I love it! Aren't you glad we reincarnated? Nuclear power is the best thing ever!" She bubbled, and promptly went off on some spiel about left brain and right brain and two pilots, and all Levi took from it was that he was supposed to share his brain with somebody else's filthy mind. It took Irwin about 10 hours to talk him out of his quarters that time. "You!" Aaron nearly howled when he saw Raynor and Bertolt sitting with Annie among the trainees. "Don't tell me you turn into kaiju this time! Why hasn't Irwin kicked you the fuck out? Like we aren't losing this war well enough for the second time as it is without you screwing things up!"
"We aren't kaiju shifters," Raynor said tiredly. "I swear." He forked over a bill to Annie. "I should never have made that bet with you. You were right. It's all anybody says when they first see us." "We should have stayed home," Bertolt lamented in his quiet way. "But no, you had to get all noble, be on the right side this time, all that rot. I hope you're happy, Raynor."
"But the three of us are so drift compatible," Raynor said. "We'll definitely get a y—"
He looked at Aaron and sighed when Aaron puffed up his chest.
"Jaeger."
"No matter what happens, it'll be a Jaeger who eradicates the kaiju," Aaron said, a tear in his eye.
"That may be," Mikasa said, coming up behind him. "I still think that sending Irwin chocolates all the time is excessive."
I will owe him for eternity for being responsible for that name, Aaron said, clasping a hand over his heart. Besides, even though people hated Irwin a lot less this time round, he still had to kiss ass for funding all the time. He probably appreciated the gesture.
Look how much prettier than Titans they are!
Not now, Hanji.
Will you drift with somebody for more than one mission? Irwin demanded, head in his hands. You can't reject everybody after a handful of drifts.
Levi crossed his arms and huffed. It's not my fault people's minds are intolerable. Back in the day, I could at least fight on my own. Why can't you just let me pilot by myself? None of this left-right cooperative shit. And why can't we get a proper flying Jaeger? Also, I want you to upgrade Freedom Cyclone for better response time. She's too sluggish.
Irwin groaned. You're too picky. We upgraded her last week, and nobody else seems to have issues with drifting. I refuse to believe people are bringing all this crap only you can see into the drift. Suck it up.
You're just sore because you're the first one I rejected.
Aaron was ecstatic when told he'd be drifting with Levi, but lost some of it when Mike shook his head and told him that basically everybody had gotten to drift with him because Levi was as intolerant as he was compatible. Aaron would be out of Freedom Cyclone soon enough and back to waiting for a Jaeger to be ready for him and Mikasa.
Not bad, Levi said after the first time. But
no buts. Irwin groaned over the intercom. Whatever your problem is, figure it out.
Did you see that? It was an electromagnetic pulse. Oh my god, it just shot a huge electromagnetic pulse at...
Not now, Hanji!
So, how is it? Armin asked, when Aaron and Mikasa finally managed to catch him in between running errands for Irwin. You've been on four missions with Levi, and he hasn't kicked you out yet. That's a new record.
You're making me lots of money, Mikasa said. Keep it up.
But how are you managing it?
Armin demanded. It's not really me, Aaron said, scratching at the back of his head. Levi figured out how to bring cleaning supplies into the drift.
The end.
If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong, and from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!